Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en hier is aangeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor die invloed van die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump se handelsoorlog op Suid-Afrikaanse landbou. Maar soos ouder gewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbounuushooftrekke. Uitbrekings van die groen langhoring sprinkane, ook bekend as boskrieke, is onlangs in verskeie gebiede reg oor Mpumalanga aangemeld. Volgens die bedryfsbestuurder van CropLife Suid-Afrika, Dr. Gerard Verdoorn, is dit egter nie nodig vir boere om bekommerd te wees nie. Verdoorn het aan Farmers Weekly gesê die oplewing in insekbevolkings reg oor die land, insluitend die van rispus en snywurms, is gekoppel aan die onlangse swaar reën. Die langhoring sprinkaan prooi nie op gewas nie, maar voet op grasse. Die makadamia neute plaas in Nkera in die Ooskaap, wat deur die staat bestuur word, gaan gebuk onder vandalisme, droogte, strawwe markpryse en onbetaalde werknemerslone. Die plaas is in 2006 gestig deur 'n belegging van 70 miljoen rand met die doel om landelike ontwikkeling te bevorder, werk te skep en die ekonomie te laat groei. Die arbeidsmag op die plaas het egter afgeneem tot 73 werkers vanaf 150. Daar word beweer dat swak toesig en finansiële bestuur die boerdery se sukses beïnvloed. Ons gesels vandag met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, AGBIS, Wandile Sislobo. Wandile, die landbousektor het april op positiewe voet afgeskop, maar toe tref president Donald Trump van die VSA se handelstariewe. Wat beteken dit vir Suid-Afrika?
The sentiment has somewhat, at least in recent days, changed a little bit because of those tariffs that were announced by the U.S. president on Liberation Day. These were tariffs that were not singling out South Africa. It's tariffs against a whole range of countries. And South Africa was certainly not spared of those tariffs. And we are amongst the countries that got relatively higher tariff placed or levied against us. They will certainly range between 10% and 31%.
Wat van die Amerikaanse wet op groei en geleenthede, AGOA?
I think in my reading now, that time is probably over. The AGOA is pretty much nullified by these tariffs that we see being placed against South Africa and a range of the Southern Africa countries.
En wat beteken hierdie tariewe vir die landbousektor?
They come at a very bad time for some of the commodities. Firstly, the U.S. is important in South African agriculture. It accounts for about 4% of our total agricultural exports of $13.7 billion. Those are the exports as of 2024. And now, you may think that it is small, 4%. We have 96% to the rest of the world. But you have to consider the fact that there are few commodities that are concentrated on that. It's the citrus industry. It's the grapes, wine, fruit juices. Those are some that are concentrated within that 4%. And in monetary terms, I mean, that is just under $500 million. So it's quite sizable.
You noem die citrus sector. Hulle gaan swaar getref word of hoe?
It is not clear as to whether the citrus industry will face 31% or they will get somewhere in the range of between 10 and 15 and 30, depending as to what negotiations South Africa will have with the Americans. But there's heightened uncertainty as to what will happen.
Wat kan Suid-Afrika doen om hierdie tariewe teen te werk, dink jy?
The message that we've been receiving out of the South African authorities is that, look, they will engage with the U.S. constructively, and I personally think that that's an important thing to do. Retaliation is not a wise thing to do, but rather we have to think about how do we engage with the Americans to get through this hurdle. As that engagement is happening, then we will be trying to figure out as to how do we lower the tariffs that so that we don't get most products at that level. It is better to actually be closer to 10%, which everybody else is getting, because at that level, we are at least competitive in the U.S. market.
En dit was die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus Wandile Sihlobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.